Yeah, things are going good. The winners are rolling in and the horse is in great form, so I'm very lucky in the place I'm in, getting plenty of success and support from Joseph, and I think we're well ahead of last year's tally at this stage. So usually when you start off at the start of the year, you want to be beating last year's amount of winners, and we're well on target to doing that. So it's been a great season so far, so hopefully things keep continuing that way.
Yeah, we've been following you closely here in Highland. Your most recent success there came at the weekend at the Curragh and Tramore on Saturday. You had five winners in one day. That's not bad going.
Yeah, no, that was unbelievable. Going there, I was hoping maybe I might get one or two winners through the day, and to get five was unreal. So it doesn't come around too often, so we'll take them when we get them.
How does that work logistically when you have multiple races on the same day at two different venues? Is there a big rush to get from one to the other?
Well, you just have to time it so you can do both of them. You have to obviously check to see if you're going to make it first, and then give yourself a little bit of time in case you don't, or there might be an accident or something on the road down. But you just go to the first meeting as usual and get the job done there. And as soon as you get off your last ride in the car, I just ran in and was as quick as I could and got out into the car and headed down to Tramore then. So I was lucky enough, it wasn't a busy time of the day, so there was no delays, and we got there with plenty of time to spare and was able to get one more, so it was great.
It must be tiring having six, seven, eight races in one day, and they're not even at the same racetrack. I would imagine it's fairly exhausting, and that's just to compete, never mind winning.
Yeah, well, we're fairly fit anyway, so we're well used. It wouldn't like you wouldn't really be too tired, no matter if you had 10 rides. But we're well used to it. But once you're riding winners, it probably makes it a lot easier, I suppose.
That's it. You mentioned your. The trainer JP O'Brien there, you've struck up a very good relationship, and it seems to be working out for both of you.
Yeah, it's been great. From the time I started down there as an apprentice, he was always very good to me and continued the support the whole way through to now. So we have plenty of success together, and he looks after me good. I'm very lucky. There's a lot of nice horses in the yard to ride, so it makes my job a lot easier for sure, because without the support it wouldn't be possible.
You mentioned a bit earlier that the winners have been rolling in and you have had a great year. Has there been a standout moment for you in 2025?
I haven't rode a Group One winner this year, which is what you really want to win. I've been coming close in a couple of them. So hopefully we might get that before the year's out. But being leading rider in Galway Festival a few weeks back was great. We've had a couple of stakes winners along the way, but things have been going good. It would be great now if we could get a Group One before the year's out. But finding those horses aren't easy, but fingers crossed there's a few there that might come to the fore and get one for us.
Yeah, fingers crossed. You touched on the training there, and you were saying that you're all fairly fit. When you're in season, I'm sure there's a lot of training you do. Maybe you can give us a wee insight into the kind of preparation you have to do day in, day out to get into the physical shape you need to compete day in, day out at horse racing.
Yeah, well, usually at the start of the season, I was in Dubai for the first few months of the year, and when I was out there, I was coming home and going straight into the season in March time. So when I was out there, I was doing plenty of running every day and getting into shape again. And then when I came back, I was ready to rock. But usually, whenever we start the season, you don't really have time to be doing much exercise, because it's a full-time job in work in the mornings and then getting into the car to head racing. And you don't really have much time with all the work and the hours you have to drive. So you'd usually have to just get yourself into shape before the season starts, and then the riding will keep your condition throughout. But as we said, like when you've got seven or eight rides every day, it'll keep you in shape anyway, and you'll be so busy. And when you get a day off, you'd be glad of the rest as well at the same time. But I'm still young at the minute, so we're fit and healthy. So the riding keeps me fit at the minute anyway.
And there's a lot of travel involved in being a full-time jockey. It's full on. Conversely, what does your time off look like when you're not on the saddle?
Well, I work every day. We start at 7 and finish at around 12:15 or half 12. And then my day's off. You might have to go back in the evenings and jump some of the babies out of stalls and stuff ahead of the runs, maybe later on in the week or the coming weeks. Or if I was to have a day off, I love to just chill out and go for a bit of dinner or something whenever you can, and whatever else. But I'm fairly laid back.
Yeah, it sounds like you don't take much rest at all. Is that even in the off season that you'd be working every day, yeah?
Yeah, well, in the off season, I usually go away to Australia or Dubai or somewhere out foreign. I've no nothing confirmed this winter to be going away yet. So we'll see what's going to come. But the last 2 years, I've been in Australia for a few months, and I was in January for 3 months as well at the start of this year. So usually when the season ends, I head away and keep busy throughout the winter time as well, because it's very important.
Yeah, so you were racing at Tramore and the Curragh last weekend. You were at York yesterday. What does the rest of the season look like for you?
We've got racing in the Curragh on Saturday, and we're back in Naas on Sunday. Champions weekend is maybe 3 weeks away, I think. So that's the next one now that's coming up that we'll be looking forward to. And there's plenty more coming up throughout the end of the season as well. But there's plenty of racing left, although the time's going to fly in. But there's plenty of big meetings left to come, so plenty to look forward to.
Yeah, the last time you were on the score here, I think you told Oisin Kelly that you often go up to Aidan O'Brien's stables and are always trying to learn and develop. Is that still the case, Dylan?
It is. I rode for Aidan yesterday in York, over at the York Festival. I go in there every second Sunday whenever I get a day off, and just as I head down to Aidan's on my Sundays off. So it's great to go in there, and they've got the best horses in the world really in there. So you go in and you get the leg over them, it's really good. So there's plenty of work to be done. So he's great. He looks after me well with rides as well. So I'm very lucky.
And horse racing in Donegal is on a real upward curve at the minute. You have yourself doing what you're doing. You know, you've Luke McAteer, Oisin Orr, Brandon Wilkie and young Patrick McGetting, and also having good seasons. It's great to see you all doing so well.
Yeah, it's great. We're all keeping in contact with each other. And when we're all growing up, it's great to see everyone getting on so good now, moving on to the bigger stage, because it's not an easy game. And thankfully, everyone's getting on good, and we all see each other plenty. So it's great to see everyone getting on so well. But it's just it just shows you the advantage of having the pony racing and stuff for us whenever we were younger, that we're able to go through those ranks together. And it's nice to see everyone going on now to bigger and better things.
Lastly, Dylan, you're a sportsman, and I know you'll have your own short-term and long-term goals. Have you thought ahead to what the next few years might look like for you?
We just have to keep the head down and ride as many winners as we can, and keep busy, try and keep getting better every day, and hopefully the success will keep continuing then.
Dylan Brennan-Monigal, thanks very much for joining us, and the best of luck with the rest of the season and beyond, okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you.